This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hey kids, what time is it? It's Celebrity Afterlife Report time. Hi, I'm the Celebrity Midi. I'm here with some stuff for you, some recaps, a story we haven't talked about in a while. Actually, I think two stories we haven't talked about in a while. You know, the usual gallimaufry, and there's a word you don't hear very often, a gallimaufry of things from the next world for me to tell you about. Alright, as you know, or you should know, actor Robert Guillaume transitioned to the next world, 2 weeks ago, I think? He was Benson on the show Benson. I'm not going to recap all the stuff he did, but he was kind of a big deal in the acting world. And he had his welcoming ceremony, of course. And just after he got off the stage, when the welcoming ceremony was over, Gorilla Monsoon approached him. Gorilla Monsoon is a former professional wrestler who is now the talent coordinator for a Shakespearean acting company owned by Vince McMahon Sr., father of the Vince McMahon that we all know. The acting company is made up mostly of former professional wrestlers, but there are some other people in there. And as I told you last week, Gorilla Monsoon approached Robert Guillaume and said, "We'd really like you to join the company as an actor." And Guillaume said, "I have to see a show first. I can't really commit to it." He went to see their version of The Taming of the Shrew and thought it was fantastic. And in particular, thought that Joni Laura's turn as the female lead of the show was really, really good. And that's what all the critics have been saying. Joni Laura was known as China, but she was a professional wrestler. And I told you also that there was a welcoming party after that show to welcome Robert Guillaume to the company, because he said, "Yeah, I'd love to be a part of this. It's way better than I expected it to be." And for some reason, Joni Laura was not in attendance. Now, she told people at the time it was just a personal matter, so nobody took it very seriously. But a source spoke to Gorilla Monsoon the other day, and I can now report that Joni's absence from Robert Guillaume's welcome party was not because of a personal matter, as she told people. It was because she's not happy with the influx of non-former professional wrestlers in the company in recent months. It started out, all the actors were professional wrestlers. You got Rowdy Roddy Piper and a bunch of other people in there. And in recent months, they've added some people who were not wrestlers. So Joni apparently is disgruntled by that. She thinks it should stay all professional wrestlers who are doing acting. So apparently the addition of Robert Guillaume to the cast was the straw that broke China's back, so to speak. My source quoted Monsoon as saying that Laura was acting like a brat, unquote. Now remember, he's the talent coordinator, so if he says something like that, that means he's pretty peeved. Otherwise, he'd just say, "Oh, it's nothing and we're dealing with it." You know, for him to kind of insult her like that means he's not happy and, you know, maybe things are going to go from there. So Monsoon is reportedly trying to discuss the situation with her and get her back to work. She's kind of on strike right now. Now, she has gotten great reviews, so you know the company would like to keep her. And at the moment, The Taming of the Shrew is on hiatus, but they're supposed to be going back on the road in a few weeks. So they'll either have to work things out over the next couple of weeks, or they're going to have to get a new female lead. Nobody knows where it stands, but we will find out, of course. Okay, eccentric director, I would call him, Stanley Kubrick, has finally screened his new film, Obsessive Behavior, in just a handful of Next World movie theaters. Some of the people who have seen it are calling it an amazing masterpiece, and others are saying it's completely inscrutable, and even a few have said that it's unwatchable. Now, if you remember the story that we've been recounting over these past many months, Kubrick took over the production from Salvador Dali and Jean-Michel Basquiat, the artists. When they got in over their heads with making a movie, they had built a giant sphinx out of kind of a rubbery material, inside the iVironment, the Afterworld Water attraction that they took over. It's a whole big deal. Go into the archives and find out. Well, they got in over the heads and they brought Kubrick in. Kubrick said, I'll do it only if you give me 100% creative control. What that ultimately meant was that he just basically ousted them from the movie and banned them from the set, which was in iVironment, which they currently own and operate. That's the deal they signed. So, now what I can tell you about the movie is it's a combination of fantasy fiction and documentary, which is really kind of strange. It apparently weaves together stories about characters who live inside the translucent Sphinx that Dali and Basquiat constructed for their version of the film, with real-life footage of their struggle and ultimate failure to complete their version of the movie. So it kind of goes back and forth between these fictional characters and Dali and Basquiat trying to make a movie, which had nothing to do with the fictional characters back then. As I also told you previously, Kubrick shot the film with cutting-edge 3D equipment, although it is not going to be screened in 3D. And the reason for that is apparently because he felt he could get some amazing depth of focus effects by using the 3D equipment that he would not be able to do with normal movie equipment. I don't know enough about that stuff to say if that's nuts or not, but Kubrick, as I said, is somewhat of an eccentric. He does things his way. Okay, we have not talked about Babe Ruth in some time. And for those of you who are relatively new to the show, you probably don't know that Babe Ruth has been a shock jock on an Afterlife radio morning show called Babe and His Bullpen. People have compared him to Howard Stern in his prime, and some people have said he goes way beyond anything Stern ever did. Well, I'm getting reports that he's been toning the act down in recent weeks. And if you know anything about Stern these days, you know a lot of his fans feel he's kind of sold out by taking the act way down, his act way down. Word I'm getting is that the change in attitude began after Ruth had Jimmy Pearsall on the show. Now, Jimmy Pearsall was a baseball player who was famous for being bipolar, as was chronicled in a movie called Fear Strikes Out about his life. So Pearsall was on the show, I think it was back in June, and Ruth was famous or infamous for bringing on as guests people who had not been in the Afterlife very long. That way they wouldn't know about his reputation for being kind of borderline abusive to the guests. People who knew what he did would tend not to go on the show. Well, Pearsall didn't know, went on the show. Ruth teased him and made fun of his, you know, being bipolar and so forth. And I guess it really upset Pearsall. So the story I'm being told is that Ruth began reconsidering the way he acts towards guests on his program. And a lot of people are not happy with it, just as a lot of people on the earthly plane are not happy with what Stern's been doing lately, taking the act way down. So we're just going to have to see. I don't actually know if they have ratings in the next world. I'm going to have some of my sources. But I'll be curious to see how this affects the direction of the show from this point going forward. All right, lastly, we also have not talked about Edith Tolson in a while. And if you don't know that backstory, Edith Tolson used to be J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover was the longtime director of the FBI and one of the most feared men in Washington, because apparently he had dirt on everybody, including whoever the sitting president was at the time. So everybody was very nice to J. Edgar Hoover, really kind of a scumbag back then, and very homophobic as well. And in the next world, J. Edgar Hoover transitioned and is now living as Edith Tolson, married to J. Edgar Hoover's former longtime right-hand man, Clyde Tolson. There were always rumors about the two of them being a gay couple. They never addressed it. Nobody wanted to say it out loud. Well, I guess that was sort of what was going on, but anyway, they're now happy. Well, when we last heard about Edith Tolson, she was a regular on the inexplicably popular Next World sitcom called Happy Wife, Happy Life. She's been playing the mother of Mary Tyler Moore's character. Now, she's still in that part, and the show is still popular. I obviously have never seen the show, but it's been described to me in detail, and it just sounds like trash. But anyway, things are happening in Tolson's personal life. Sources are saying that showbiz success seems to have gone to her head, and there are rumors that she has cheated on her husband with more than a few actors of late. I couldn't get any names, or I couldn't get more sources to confirm the rumor, but I'm looking into it, and I'll get back to you when I know more about it. Okay, I'm done. That's it. That's what I got. I'm going to now lock up the Celebrity Afterlife Report studio for another week. Is Thanksgiving next week? If Thanksgiving is next week, I will not be on next week. If it isn't, I will. Is that clear enough? Sure. In the meantime, you can find the show on iTunes in the Google Play Store. You can also find it on YouTube. And, of course, you can find it on Mondays on Inspirato Projecto Radio on K Chung Radio AM 1630 in the City of Angels, Los Angeles. And we thank them for carrying it. I am the Celebrity Medium. Either I'll see you next week or I'll see you the week after. But thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 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 319-3732.